Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Well, good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
I can barely hear you a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let me see if I can adjust the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just put the volume up.
Good. I was going to say if you needed to adjust your volume. Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
Rogelio Morales Ramirez, 203720.
Again, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding three alleged violations listed under warrant of arrest.
Yeah.
You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago.
Yeah, it was last Thursday.
I see that you signed that form, last Thursday on April 5th, 2018. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
I fully listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Just myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, as this is a telephonic hearing. But in the hearing room is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing.
All right, sir.
Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Ramirez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Mr. Ramirez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violate the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it, but keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about February 28, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated March 5th, 2018. Mr. Ramirez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about February 28, 2018 for the task lab report dated February 5th, 2018. Mr. Ramirez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number four, is demonstrated by a failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about February 28, 2018, as directed. Mr. Ramirez, is this true or false?
That's just true.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Well, sir, what I'm going to do is make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and then you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
It's a part of the process. So this motion is to pass from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Ramirez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal way as a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Ramirez, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly to ask a few questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On October 20th, 2017, Mr. Ramirez was released from DOC.
He was arrested February 28, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 28, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of August 6, 2018, 125 of his gun days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2006, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2009, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2012, lawful imprisonment, 1 year. 2015, marijuana violation, 7 months. This is his fifth term in DOC, CDYO score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TIS release completion, 30 days. 2010, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2015, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, read CSD, prior to seat of the OEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. However, after his return to DOC on March 13, 2018, he received a guilty major disciplinary for disorderly conduct when there was an incident that involved strip searches on the unit, and he was put on report until I, quote, I don't give a shit about a ticket on the parole violator, end quote. Other arrests, 2002, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation, 2 counts. 2003, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2003, burglary, third degree, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2003, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, possessed marijuana, Arizona. No charges were filed with him. 2006, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2012, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, 2 counts. His criminal risk score is a G4 and B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Ramirez. I understand you had a question for me before we continue.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, am I speaking to the board or do I?
Yes, you're speaking to the board right now through me as the panel chairman, but yes.
I can't hear you, what?
I said you're speaking to the board right now through me as the panel chairman, but what did you want to ask?
Well, I just wanted to, run down my experience when I was, since I've been out and how I violated.
Well, before we do that, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary.
Okay.
It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with an approved address at Reborn Assistance, 1841 West Fairmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. In November of 2017, you established residence at MRC.
Yes, sir.
Are those the locations you lived when you were outside of the prison walls, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have a note that you were absconding for 125 days, so what were you living during that time?
I absconded for what?
125
days. I was living I had my apartment on 27th Avenue in Bethany Home with my ex.
Okay, with the ex.
Yeah.
Were you working, sir?
When I was out right now?
Yes,
I was. I just got me a job. I've been working for 2 weeks straight before I got arrested on February 28th. I was working at Waste Management Recycling Center.
Okay, sir. We have some programming notes that you assigned the task to run on drug testing with the color of peach. You tested positive for amphetamine on November 5th, 2017. And then tested positive for methamphetamine and alcohol on February 28, 2018. You referred to CAP for substance abuse programming in November. You completed intake for CAP substance abuse and attended 25 CAP classes. On November 5th, 2017, you were screened, assessed, and accepted into ITH at MRC in Phoenix. November 28th, you were discharged from ITH due to failing to return to MRC while out while out on transition on February 27, 2018. He returned to MRC on February 28, 2018 and disclosed that he used methamphetamine and alcohol. He tested positive for methamphetamine and alcohol once again. And when I say once again, I mean the notation that you tested positive for it. Sanctions, you were staffed by Parole Officer McKee, Substance Abuse Supervisor Catherine Nesbitt,
Nesbitt.
Tested positive for spice on November 7, 2017. You lost
whatever. Yeah, look, that one for spice, that was thrown out because there was a lot of people and that rehab testing positive for spice, and it was all false. So that right there, that didn't even count. So they threw that one out. Just to let you know.
Okay. Well, I'll just begin with general questions, and again, when we get to the end of this, you can give a statement to the board if you have anything that you want to explain. But again, it looks like that you were missing from your community supervision for 125 days. You said that you were living with your ex during that time. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And for 2 of those weeks, you were working for Waste Management?
Oh, yeah. I thought you that's the job. That's the job I'm working at right now. I thought you meant like for right now.
At that time
over there, I was doing side jobs at that time.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I am employed right now.
Thank you for that correction.
Yes, sir.
Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
What year was this again?
This was recently. So you were missing for 125 days, which means that you had no contact with your parole officer during that time. So why did you decide to stop contact?
Well, that was my IPS, right? Was that my IPS violation right there?
Well, sir, you were missing for 125 days. It looks like that you, maybe your last place of residence while you were on community supervision was MRC. So, after that, you're missing for 125 days. Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
And what was my parole officer's name again?
I'm not sure. We have a lot of names here.
But this wasn't recently at MRC, right?
Just 1 second.
I think McKee was.
Okay, yeah, it looks like your parole officer was Pamela McKee.
McKee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gone for 1 date on that one. That's why I was gone there for like that one night.
Okay.
Yeah. I was there for 4 months at the rehab, and then I done everything, and then I was like 3 days from graduating to my relapse. 3 days.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez. Did I misinterpret something, Mr. Westby, on the Scott time? Didn't you say 125 days?
It is correct. That's what I have on the AIM screen. It says, it looks like he had all time stop date. 6. This is saying on the era of 125 arrested in 2018 with 125 days of Scott CCD August 6, 2018. Yet he was arrested in office.
Well, certainly one of the allegations was not, there's no reference in the allegations to absconding from supervision. I just want to make sure that I'm being accurate in the account.
Yes, I do see that on the warrant that there is no absconding violation here. It looks like they didn't have apparently what happened here, was there was a warrant that they may have had issued that was an abscond warrant. And for whatever reason, this here, 228-18 above warrant request rejected, that's, has an abscond warrant requested for 1841 West Fairmont, all time stop date 10/26. This doesn't, I don't know where this 125 days is coming from. I have to research this.
Okay.
I was there on the warrant.
And in good faith, I'm not going to make a point of it because it's certainly not one of the allegations that resulted in him being violated. That was for use of methamphetamine, alcohol, and failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling. So, Mr. Ramirez,
yes.
Let me just stick to the allegations, and I think you may have just answered this, but you said that you were really like missing for one day and then you relapsed. So were you struggling?
Yeah, I relapsed, and you know, I drank some alcohol and I did a little bit of meth, and you know, and I decided not to run. I decided to be honest with them, you know, and like I just, you know, I had about the depression, and like I've been out so many times, you know, my 4-hour pass, my 8-hour pass, and my 2-week pass. This was on my fourth pass or something, because I asked for extra time so I could stay at that rehab, because, you know, I was doing so good and everything, and I just wanted to stack up money because I was working. And that day I just had a relapse, and you know, I was going through personal problems, and I ended up using that day. It's like I was from 3 days from graduating that program, you know, and then finishing off my parole out in the streets, because I found me a job and I found me an apartment, which I still have out there. My lady's holding on to it, and I still have me a job, you know, and I just messed up that one time. It wasn't planned or nothing, you know, and I called the next morning at 8 in the morning, right when the PO showed up, to tell her, hey, I messed up, you know, and I'll be there as soon as my girl had to leave Scottsdale, because she worked in Scottsdale, to pick me up, to take me over there. I'm like, you know, I'm on my way over there, and I messed up. And she goes, well, you're from 3 days from graduating. How can you mess up like that? And I'm like, I was just, you know, my depression got to me, and it was personal problem, and, you know, because I had plenty of times to leave that place, because I was out there in the streets, you know, working, and my past, like, so why would I take just the third day from graduating, leaving that place to relapse? That just don't make no sense, you know? My depression got the best of me and stuff, you know? It's like, I finished that program, I was like 3 days away from it, you know? And I just, she goes, it just don't make no sense. And I'm like, I know, and that's why I'm calling you, you know, I messed up. I wasn't trying to run or anything like that, you know?
Am I correct that you had tested dirty twice, though? You had a problem in November and then one in February, is that right?
Yeah, but that one in November with that spike, like, you wave on those in the complex over there, not only with me but with other people, and you know, and they just decided to dismiss that one. So even if you talk to the staff over there, they'll mention it too, that there's been false UAs too for that, you know.
Well, I was referring to having a positive for amphetamine on November 5th 2017.
November 5th?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was like when was that report? Because I was at a halfway house first. I was at a halfway house first, that report on 19th Avenue Indian School. And then that's when they sent me to rehab. Because I had a relapse there too, you know?
Okay. And how long have you been able to stay clean since you were in terms of body corrections?
Well, they gave me a chance to be there for 30 days or 90 days, and I told them, you know, I'd rather be the 90 days, you know, so, you know, I could help myself and stay sober and learned some stuff out in here in this program. And she goes, all right. And I think it was Counselor Michelle, I don't know her last name. She does my, the people's intakes. And then after the 90 days, I chose to be there another month to help me out because I was doing so good. And then plus, you know, I found a job and I just wanted to, you know, just stack up my money and so I could get my apartment, you know? That's why I was doing real good there, you know, and I was doing real good, man. And I just, that day I just relapsed, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Seeing no questions from my fellow board members, Mr. Ramirez, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you feel you need to share?
Just want to like, just like what I basically said, you know, I had like 1 month. I should have been about parole April the 3rd, you know, and, you know, and then they gave me 150% now August 6th. And, you know, like I did, like I said, I did get my apartment out there. My lady's holding on to it. You know, we went half on it. I was doing real good. I have me a good paying job right now, making $16 an hour at Waste Management. And I know I'll have a job out there when I get out because my boss, you know, he knows I was on parole and everything. And, you know, he helps me balance out the jobs and stuff. His office is located on 32nd Street in Camelback. His name's Chris. And I know I was just doing so good, you know, and I know if I don't get approved for release, I got August the 6th. But, you know, I just feel bad that I left my woman out there, you know, just paying the bills and stuff. And I just don't want this one mishap just to, you know what I mean? Like, just keep me here for another 3-4 days. I mean, another 3-4 months, you know? And, you know, and like, if I get released early, you know, I'll be grateful for that. And I just want to be out there helping my lady and stuff, you know? Like, I just want to go back to work and, you know? And like I was saying, you know, I have plenty of opportunities to get MRC on my 4 and 8 hour passes and my 2 week passes. And I always came back on time. I always came back dropping clean new ways. Always came back just when I was out there in the streets, I was doing something. I was trying to make myself better, getting a job. I wasn't out there just running around the streets and they seen that. And they even tell me all the time, you're doing a good job, you're doing a great job, you know? And it's just like, I was from 3 days from graduating that, and it just didn't make no sense, you know? Like, okay, yeah, plenty of opportunities to leave, to mess up, but that wasn't my mindset. My mindset was just to make myself better and get a job, you know, and just trying to finish this throw off. And it just wouldn't make no sense. Like, why wait 3 days from graduating at MRC to mess up? You know, like I would say, I was going through a personal family thing, and I had depression, and I guess that just took the hold of me that day. But like I said, I didn't try to run or nothing. I didn't, my plan wasn't running, and I was just honest with them. I called her early the next morning, and I'm like, you know, I messed up, and well, you know, I want to come back.
You asked that you don't repeat yourself, and it sounds like you're repeating yourself. So is there anything else original that you'd like to say this moment before we go into discussion?
No, that's it, sir.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Ramirez. The board will be going on to discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone. But it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly took in what Mr. Ramirez had to say about his experience on community supervision. And I do appreciate that at certain points of his drug rehabilitation, he was doing good in between, but it would seem that he had a relapse initially, went through a program, came very close, and then relapsed again. And when I put it all together, I'm having trouble finding finding him suitable for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. We're going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in 2018-00599. I move to revoke community supervision if Mr. Ramirez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or was about to lapse in a promoter company, inasmuch that he relapsed into drug use, he used alcohol in violation of his conditions, and did not successfully complete his substance abuse counseling, and that is my motion.
Second.
Green. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Reich, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Ramirez, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about August 6, 2018. We ask that you take into context that you don't have that much time left on your flat sentence. We didn't find you a suitable candidate for returning you to community supervision, and we encourage you to take advantage of what's left of your flat time pursuing programming inside the system. When you're released, will be of your own free will. You won't have to deal with a community corrections officer or a parole officer. You'll be able to serve your partner. It sounds like there's work waiting for you on the outside, and we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Ramirez.
All right.
Thank you.